Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill released an opinion piece at the end of August, criticizing Indiana's needle exchange programs and the Centers for Disease Control. The piece comes in the wake of a CDC report requesting the state cease collecting data on syringe exchange programs. According to the CDC, additional information can negatively alter statistics by using inaccurate data. According to the information collected by the Governor's Task Force on Drug Enforcement, after the implementation of a free needle exchange program in Scott County, the average injection rate by users jumped from 5 to 9 times a day. The task force and Hill use this evidence to support their claims that needle exchange programs can hurt communities in the long run. However, the jump in injection rates wasn't caused by the needle exchange program, according to the CDC. Rather, it was caused by the pharmaceutical company Opana adding a chemical to their opioid medications. The additive is supposed to make the drug more difficult to dissolve and therefore more difficult to inject. However, the drug could still be dissolved when more water was added to the cooking process to create an injection solution. This in turn meant users had to inject more frequently to achieve the same result, resulting in higher injection rates. The CDC also admitted that their initial methods produced information that was inaccurate. In a letter to the director of the Drug Treatment and Prevention Commission, Jim McClelland of the CDC acknowledged an issue in communication between syringe exchange staff and clients. This misunderstanding allegedly caused an even further confusion of the data collected by the Governor's Task Force and the CDC. Indiana Recovery Alliance founder and director Chris Abert criticized Attorney General Hill's op-ed, which claims that syringe exchange programs negatively impact communities.
The response would be, where is his evidence? What is he citing? You know, the CDC investigated that claim, responded directly to him with interviews that show that that wasn't true.
In the op-ed, Hill states that communities need to balance the, quote, three prongs of attack, prevention, treatment, and law enforcement in order to protect health and reduce crime, unquote. Hill did not specify what these prongs would entail. The Attorney General's office did not respond to WFHB requests for comments.